Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome, beloved ones, to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Wisdom Teacher Shri Ramka.
And I am Master Lady Kira Ra. And beloved angels, thank you for being here in this moment right now. And we want to begin by sharing our pyramid with you and some of the beauty and gorgeousness here at Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary. This is what it looks like here today, stunning blue skies, and we are wanting to radiate our love from the equator. Shri and I are really finding it. We're finding that it was no accident that this was our final home, that after living in North America and opening Tosa Ranch oh so many years ago in beautiful New Mexico, and then going to the heart, to Guatemala, where we lived for so many years, then going really almost down to the end of South America to Uruguay, where the crystalline energy was superb. I can't even begin to describe it. And then being able to have the best of all of that brought here to the equator. Yes. And so we felt that it was important in today's show to, right here at the beginning, call all of us into the pyramid of our own divine consciousness and to breathe in the blessing of perfect balance and to come together with an open heart, with an expanded mind, and with clear vision. Because together we are better, and in this moment, we are grateful that we are together and better with you.
Yes.
And Shri, I know that we're in a lot of places where we're together and better today.
We are indeed. Yeah. I was just checking on all that. All the streams are working. All right. You can catch the audio stream at bbsradio.com and onenesstalkradio.com. And the video stream everywhere else also. BBS Radio, Oneness Talk Radio has video. YouTube, Official Shri and Kira, has radio and chat going on. So get
video
in there.
Video and chat.
That was what I meant to say.
Yeah, right, okay.
So go to the Official Shri and Kira YouTube channel and give a hug to everybody who's joining the party right there.
Yeah, same thing over at onenesstalkradio.com. I think there's some chatters getting in over there. And
yes.
So welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, you know, as we've been moving forward, we're inviting your calls, we're inviting your sharing, we're inviting your questions. So when we answer the phone lines during the show, if you have a question, if you're calling with a question, please ask it. And so remember, today we are over at bbsradio.com, which means our 800 number is also available. Shri, what's that number?
888-627-6008. I'll give it to you again.
Yeah, write this one down because, you know, that fills fast.
888-627-6008. And you get to hear the show while you're on hold. And the same information for the Oneness Talk radio call board, which is 517-208-1500. And you get to hear the show while you're on hold.
And it's getting there. So, you know, you want to jump in. We still have a few open lines. So call in. And again, you get to listen to the show while you're on hold. So, beloved angels, let's first of all breathe and give ourselves the gift of when we come together, when these community gatherings happen, because that's really what these experiences feel like for Shri and I. We don't see this as a radio show. We feel that this is a community gathering.
It is.
And I know many of you have written us and said, I'm so glad you've been broadcasting on Sundays for so many years. You're my Sunday service. And thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that very much. We really do. Because we take it that seriously. And it brings us, and many of you may not know that Shri and I actually are both licensed ministers, but that's a whole other thing. And so one of the things that is extremely important in this moment, because we are 2 days away from a watch date, and I want you to really feel that. And this is meant to be shared, and I'm going to talk about the sharing of prophetic information because there's so much going on. And so when we talk about this watch date, when we talk about the up-level calendar, what we're sharing is information that is handed in from the space of love with neutrality. And so the watch date that is before us is not one of those, hold your breath, oh my God, something horrible is going to happen. And I really want to make sure that we clarify that, you know, really right up front.
Well, a watch date, you could call it a PowerPoint, you know, a point of power.
Hello, pyramid.
And so the watch date is really an invitation to consciousness, an invitation to anchor in the truth of your co-creative nature and be open.
Right. And I think this is really important. And Tree, you know what? Let's put up the March calendar so we can share a little bit more about this before we go into more about this peak energy that we're all in right now. So bringing you back to March 9th. Wow. Doesn't that seem like a year ago, guys? That was when we had that super full moon up level Mercury retrograde ending moment. So remember, this was like an all anchored moment, meaning the imagine this giant ship has been pulling into shore, right? And this huge ship is like, okay, you know, it's got an experienced captain who might not have docked at this kind of a dock before. And this ship has been coming in, and on the ninth, it went full stop. It was like, okay, we are here. Everybody debark and get ready. That was what March 9th brought us, and it brought us the greatest up-level moment yet. And it was evident, it was clear that when you go to March 19th, and you'll see on the calendar the way that the rays of light, you see around the 19 there, that heart energy was literally put there just in, and you see how that radiance of light came up from the 19th, going through the 12th up to the 5th, and really leaves us back up into what? Into what is revealed on this calendar at the very top by Archangel Zadkiel. You know the truth already. And I want you to really breathe that in. You know the truth already. And this is why this up-level calendar is so important. It came through with so many dimensional overlays. And that March was the first month of visionary transformation through timeline adaptation, which is why we had to go to the 19th. And this was the lineage holder gathering. This was the equinox.
Yes.
And it's bringing us now, we are in this heightened experience, and it's going to get bigger, bigger, bigger. And even as I share this, feel it in your third chakra.
Take a
bringing
breath.
Us to the 24th. And if you're watching the video, what does it say right there on that up-level calendar? This is a watch date because it is a convergence of all these energies that will only be this one time in this year. And what this means, so now that you know why we're using this language, now that you know why Sri and I are talking about all this empowerment and why we brought you our pyramid today and why we're here with you in full force, is that this watch date, we are still creating. When it came through, it was watch it. Pay attention to it, because what reveals itself, remember, it's going to be about your conscious awareness on that date as well.
Yes.
And so what reveals itself into your conscious awareness, especially using those six steps that we taught Thursday night, what reveals itself is what you need to be watching. It's where your soul is inviting you to follow. And that's where the expansion comes. That's where the mastery comes, how we meet that invitation.
We are in the accelerated moment, are we not? That 2020 was offered to us as a year of balance with extreme up-level momentum.
Right.
And so the balance may not be visible unless we really step back from the picture and begin to look at this from a very ascended point of view. And in order to get to that point of view, we need to honor how consciousness works and how we are going to receive the energy and the energetic opportunity. You know, as we pay attention to what's going on, there's two things that were just a little tidbit of something that was shared last Thursday, is it's one thing to notice what's calling your attention, and it's also another thing to notice what's beyond that, that you're not get that you're being called to look at that isn't waving at you, so to speak.
Well, yeah, it's that distinction between that which is obviously trying to get your attention, that which is the fuel, and that will be what's everywhere. And I think we can all agree right now it's COVID in whatever form and wherever it takes you. And that the invitation is, in addition to that, then pay attention to what's really got your attention, not what is trying to pull your attention.
What your soul is asking for you to look at.
Exactly. Exactly.
And this is a practice.
Yes.
Because it's
yes.
so, you know, one of the things that happens when we are a little bit upset, triggered, in fear, whatever, we pick your word, is we often then seek a distraction. Because to yeah. confront the uncomfortable emotion or the uncomfortable recognition, to confront that means we must take responsibility for our participation in the grand play of things. And if we find that we're feeling uncomfortable or are uncertain about our capacity to take responsibility, far better to deflect, deny, and distract.
Sound familiar?
And so we all know how to do that. We
yeah.
learned that one as we sat in the back row of school, if we sat there. So there's lots of opportunities to deflect and distract going on.
Well, and that, you know, I want to talk about this, and this really is what brings us to this peak fear moment. So the week ahead, this entire week is like a void. And how exciting is that? Mm-hmm. What that means is that we are going to be having this illuminated micro new moon.
Yes.
Remember, on March 9th, we had what? The first of three super full moons. March, April, May are a unit. We've been talking about this for a while, that these 3 months will come together. However, they will open and close pretty much as dance partners. So as we were in the early part of March is most likely what you're going to see coming back at the end of May. And this is important because this watch date that's coming up is this illuminated new moon. What is the new moon? It's the void.
Yes.
And this whole week is radiating with that energy. So here's why this is such a gift, and why my heart is just please open and receive, right? This week, you have in front of you right now an entire 7-day creation cycle. It's right now. It actually got going yesterday, all right? These 7 days are the illuminated micro new moon, which means if you think about it as a 7-day of creation, so rather than I'm at home, rather than my life is different, rather than whatever, how about thank you, universe, for this incredibly perfect timing? Like, wow, did you do this for me? You just gave me a 7-day homecation where I can create whatever I am ready to call forward with my sincerity, my love, my presence, and through my ascended heart. And with that energy, the week ahead, write your book.
Yes,
seriously,
yes.
Vision your dreams. What
journal,
have you been trying
poetry.
To put together? Who haven't you written? Who, you know, what is sitting there? Write journaling, poetry. The week ahead is that opportunity. And because the up-level peak energy is neutral, and because we've just started working with it through the lineage holder gatherings, and we are going to need to stay with this all through May, which is why Sri and I are doing more of these, because of that, until we get to Tuesday, things are going to keep looking like they're bigger than they are. There's going to be a greater eruption of fear. And today, as I was doing, you know, I feel like it's almost a directive from the divine directors, these 6 steps. And so now every day I look and I clear and I make sure. And I noticed what was behind it today. And I did read it. And what I found literally stunned me. And because, you know, Sri and I are somewhat in our little beautiful bubble here, and we feel that this bubble is meant to radiate for all of you. That's why we've been using pictures we take the day of each episode. That's why we're really trying to be that from the equator, the perfect balance moving out.
Yeah.
And so this week, remember that just the opposite is also going to happen. There is going to be a huge up level in fear. There is going to be a huge up level in a lot of other things.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's take a breath as we just kind of let the truth of that come in.
Yeah, before I share with you what I found, because it is going to be the rest of the show, and it's something we want to talk about that picks up from yesterday's discussion.
Well, and it's a potent publication. I had to find my P word, my alliteration. It's a potent publication with power and poignancy. Anyway,
we're going to get to that. Isn't he just the cutest? I'm sorry.
Oh, you made the camera blush.
Oop.
Anyway, before we go there,
okay, because you know where we're going.
I do.
Okay.
I want to say to you all that when we talked about journaling, writing that book, your consciousness attracts to you that which you're choosing to manifest.
Exactly.
And it's a cycle or a cyclical thing. When we focus on looking at the good and the highest, we tend to call more of goodness and higher potential into our realm of experience. When the fear is not properly managed, and I don't mean shut down, I mean integrated and resolved, because fear is a springboard to an ascended choice. And we can talk more about that. There's an article at the homepage of shriankira.com. Click on that. Go there. But just for today, this moment, fear is actually a springboard to your awakening. Because, golly, fear always makes you alert, does it not? It has an energy that can be harnessed. And this is what I mean by managed. It can be harnessed for your evolutionary journey.
Yeah.
It is the ultimate ascension symptom in that context versus in the context where fear is meant to be afraid of.
Well, to send you back
then,
down.
Then the reactive spiral victim,
right,
all of that
exactly.
happens. So fear itself is not bad. It's how we respond and work with it that either gives us an evolutionary opportunity or a reactive spiral. So now that that's said, everybody has got the energy of uncertainty in their field. That's a little different than fear, but it's a relative. It's part of the fear family reunion. Uncertainty will probably be
it's
at the buffet.
It's the cousin at that table, you know.
And so uncertainty is the energy of things aren't, I can't take it for granted.
Right.
Well, actually, there's a value in hanging out with that energy for a moment, because when we move into complacency, which the ego often does, we miss a lot of the joy. We miss a lot of the beauty in life. And so now there's this energy of uncertainty that's going on, and we don't need to dive into the truth or falsehood of it.
But
it's an energy.
It is an energy. And I want to just share a line that came in from the Divine Directors. It was part of what we shared Thursday night that is really underscoring this, which was, all conspiracy is the delusion of the illusion. And that's just a little snippet of part of what was shared, and it was very powerful, and it's exactly what you're sharing.
Yeah, yeah. And so the reason I'm wanting to articulate this today is that what we're witnessing is a repetitive stimulation of the uncertainty. And there seems to be a covert intention to stimulate more fear and the fear and the uncertainty, then prepare the masses for directives.
Right.
And that's a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother conversation. The question is, what are you doing when you feel the uncertainty? How are you responding, being self-responsible, self-responsible? Able. And in the ability to respond, we notice that there may be an inner child element of ourselves that needs reassurance. There may be simply the recognition of, oh my goodness, I did take a lot of this for granted. I assumed the future would be just like the past with respect to the energy of stability. And now, where do I place my trust?
Right.
Isn't that the hidden gift?
Yes.
Where do I anchor my
yes.
trust? Because certainly, for those of you on a path of awakening, you're not going to anchor your trust in the outer world, in some institution or government or whatever. You're going to anchor your trust somewhere inside. And I'll leave that to you to decide how that gateway is going to come in.
And let's jump in about the unconscious expectancy.
Yeah.
Because this takes us to what we started mentioning yesterday. And we are going to circle back to what we saw this morning that really kind of pulled together today's show. Because we are living in a moment by moment. I want you to really take that in, guys. The timeline has honestly collapsed. And the beauty of that is that when you can consciously navigate through time, which is what we started doing again last Thursday when the lineage holders came together, is that we can start experiencing the fullness of the timeline we're in without any hesitancy, without any doubt, without any secondary guessing. And this is exactly why in this moment right now, this energy of unconscious expectancy is rising and it's meeting your level of awakened presence. And the one thing that Sri and I absolutely honor and know is that if you found us, you have a voice inside of you that is saying you're ready for more. You're ready to grow. You're ready for even more. You're ready to go to a new level. And so that's why sometimes we piss off a lot of people because we probably will crack some of your paradigms. However, that's okay because if what you experience does not resonate with you as joy, then definitely keep going till you find the place that does. We will each be in the vibrational frequency that we are meant to be. And that's why all the teachers are coming forward. And no matter what your experience has been with anyone along your journey, if you're here right now, it means that you're at that moment where you can love them and thank them for having brought you to this moment.
Yes.
That without them, you would not be. This is the moment where all of us first need to bow before every single being, experience, breath, moment brought us to this moment because this is a co-created experience. We are not victims. And this is what's bringing us back to what we were talking about yesterday, the article that Sri was talking about. Please, with all of our heart and soul, go to SriAnnKira.com. If you scroll on the homepage, you will see the newest article. It's right there. Go read it. Sri and I are committed to putting out as much new material as often as possible. Our goal is going to be to get at least a few 2 to 3 minute short videos up at Official Sri and Kira over at YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed at least 2 or 3 a week. That is our sacred intention because this is the moment where you must make a choice.
Yeah.
And I want you to really hear that because the choice you're making is happening anyway, and this unconscious expectancy is what's going to sit behind your conscious choice and fuel you and pull you back. And, you know, yesterday we talked about the black hole, and we talked about all these other things.
Yeah.
We're not going to go back into that again, but I do feel that it's important to kind of like catch everybody up.
Well, yeah. Because yesterday, and you can go catch the show at Oneness Talk Radio, the Sri and Kira Explore the Mysteries. The video is up there. But we did talk, there's two
or YouTube, right?
There's two reflective pieces here. One of them is that density, which is the word that most accurately describes the mass consciousness or the ego-based reality. It is the densest energetic.
Solid matter.
3D. And density as an ego-based reality is actually collapsing like a black hole experience.
It's getting denser.
And so, and many of you, I'm sure, have experienced this, especially if you have to go out and go shopping and supermarkets and things.
Third chakra. This is all an attack on your power.
And first chakra.
Right? And so it's very much about this lower body making it so afraid that your ascended presence can't be.
And so there, density itself then has this compression going on, which is basically, you know, the black hole energy, using that metaphor, is one that draws in anything that's kind of floating out there.
And the strongness of it.
It is powerful.
Yeah.
And so you may find a good example is that when we have a conversation with folks who are very much anchored in density consciousness, we find that we either get fatigued.
Right, you're just like, wow, that was
Or we compromise ourselves in order to avoid conflict because there will be conflict. People that are vibrating at one level just don't understand folks that are vibrating at another level.
Right.
And this is why the Essene say simply, love those who are asleep. Don't try to wake them up.
Don't proselytize.
Just tuck them in.
You know, what do you need, honey? Right? And this is actually going to be in our new book that's coming out in the end of May. Yeah, so,
And so that was the one trampoline or the dark matter there, right, at the base of density. And then in the fifth dimension, which is really the dimension of compassionate clarity, the springboard to the higher realms. Mm-hmm. And the fifth dimension can only be accessed when we have kind of quieted the lower chakras of the fear-based physical reality, and we move into the heart, begin to breathe and relax, and that shapes how we look at things, and then we begin to lift into the fifth dimensional reality, which has its own...
I'm just feeling it.
Old mirror, at the point of entry of the fifth dimension, there is this reflective energy. It's kind of reflecting back everything below it.
And this is new. Remember that this is part of that fear dimension. Remember we talked about the fear dimension quite a while ago, and that this fear dimension had come in and it was very goopy? Well, now what's happened is, because everything exists in the way it does, that energy has now become like a mirror.
So imagine,
in the fifth dimension.
Yeah, it's like a mirror. And I have another image I want to share with
Please.
You. Imagine, to me, it's very, very kind of Merlin-esque. Imagine that.
Why not?
That there's this beautiful lake in front of you, and it's reflecting everything, and you've got to go through that in order to really anchor on the other side. But it's reflecting everything, and so that's part of the final illusion, is to go through the mirror in the fifth dimension, and then you're in the expanse and you can see beyond the fifth. But when you're in the entry point of entry in the fifth, what you see, you kind of sense the love and the acceptance, but also being reflected everything below. And so it can, let's just say it can support you dropping back.
Well, can we use that as a springboard into the, into the next? So this is really, I think, perfect, because here's what's happening. And this is going to peak this week. You're going to see this start getting a little out of control. Meaning if you're looking in the mirror in the way that you're just seeing the third dimension reflecting back. This week, there is going to be a much greater voice in end time prophecies, justifications of why it's all now. And that through that, there will be in the realm, remember, everything's up leveling. All we're trying to do is bring it back into balance, and we are doing it. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take through May. It's a 3-month cycle. And so just be with it. Trust yourself. Trust the cycle. And so because of this, what got me this morning, and I sent this link to a lot of my dear ones and said, hey, this is the real war. This is the real enemy. And I think this is going to surprise you what it was. But again, here in our little bubble, Sri and I are unaware of any of this because we just really do the work. We just stay focused. We are the epitome of steadfast commitment.
Yes.
And so the article was about the absolute exponential rise in what's happening. And I did not realize that we were already seeing such an upswell in end time stuff, which means what they're telling me, what I'm seeing is gonna, however it's supposed to, take an exponential jump during this time. And this is why getting together Tuesday night during the illuminated micro new moon is so important. And I will share with you, if you are watching us live, right before this show today, I almost didn't make it again because I was typing up what I believe is going to be the ceremony for Tuesday night that was delivered right before we got on the air today, which means we are all already in it. And when we go back to the 7-day cycle, it's all tracking. So you are in a 7-day moment of creation where there is going to be an amplification or a enhanced attack at your spiritual empowerment. And so, you know how we've been saying this is very much a third chakra time? That also then is going to reflect up. What is the third reflect? It's going to reflect the sixth. It's going to go into the seventh and the eighth. And how it's going to be amped up is it's going to come in through that other piece of you that's not quite as ascended as you would like to be. It's that piece of you that's been hanging out in the back. It's kind of like an escape hatch that goes, well, if that all turns out to be bullshit, I can just go back to this. Mm-hmm. That piece is going to be open, and it's going to have a megaphone on your brain. The war for your soul is this week. This is a big battle. This is like our Iwo Jima moment, you know, for some people. And I know that's probably a horrible reference, and I'm sorry, but I just really want you to hear the intensity of it. This is one of those moments when, where is your focus? What are you dedicated to? Because if you can't fake it anymore. You know, it reminds me of Archangel Zadkiel when you and I first got together and what he said to you when you asked. And he said, you will be known by your heart, not your words.
Basically, the lesson that was shared was that every being is going to receive what they are asking for in order to complete.
So let go of thinking you have to help them.
Yeah, they're going to receive what they're asking for in order to complete this chapter of the soul's journey. And that you'll be known by your energy, your heart and your energy. You won't be known by your words and the spin that you've put on things. And that it is truly our essence, which is the entry to the next evolutionary step.
Yeah.
Now, we know the truth of that through our day-to-day examples of when we have heart-to-heart communication with people, we have a different energetic experience. And we find when we're heart-to-heart that words become less important.
Exactly.
And that what happens is the doorways to telepathy start to open. Everything becomes a little more poetic.
However, it's also when the doubt comes in, because when the telepathy opens, we are often still listening with doubt. And it's when we listen with doubt that we can be interfered with. It is only when we carry doubt that we feel we need protection. It is only when we carry doubt that we're worried about, is this true or not?
Yeah.
When you can release that, not through the ego, and we're going to talk about this in a moment, when you can release this through the trust of that which you are, that's when the true freedom begins. Now, this brings us to prophecy, prediction. All of you readers out there, all of you wannabe readers out there, I want to just share one thing with you right now. The article that I read this morning, what alarmed me in my remnant physical body self was the irresponsibility of the information that was put out by Sylvia Brown that is now number two on a bookseller list and that has everybody in the spiritual world now believing that this is the moment she spoke about. Here's the key that Archangel Zadkiel, the Essena, it's in almost all of our books. If you've ever taken my quantum clairvoyance class, you know I make you sign the quantum clairvoyance credo. Here is the key. We in a free will zone, all of us in this co-creative illusion, in this land where you cannot be manipulated because we're in a free will zone and blah, blah, blah. How do you get those who are in a non-interference zone to be interfered with? You invite them to create interference within. And one of the seeds is the way prophecies are delivered and the way they are energized and the way that they are received. And one of the things that early on, all of the Ascended Masters and Archangels shared with Sri and I was that anytime you are delivered definitive information, then what you are doing is a form of interference, for you are indeed inviting the co-creative energy of each to call that forward. And that is why when you do a reading for anyone, it is the greatest responsibility you can carry. I take that so seriously, because when we are offered the gift of this telepathic communication, of this ability to be able to receive, it is a responsibility in how we deliver that information. And I never met Sylvia Brown. I'd never met her. I know that my capacities are equal to or greater. And I say that with just complete humility. And just go look at the data. But what I will say is that when we are selling books for money, using sensationalism and making sure that what we are doing will seed the consciousness of those that are trying to lift, this is one of the attacks that is happening. And this is something to pay attention to. The more you are fascinated by who's going to tell you about this time, who wrote about this time, who prophesied about this time, do you get it? You are then responding to the lower element of that prophecy versus receiving it as a potentiality so that those of us who are living in these dimensional realms can appreciate it for what it's offering, those in the 3D will find comfort in the prophecy, but it is also a magnet that will pull you backward. Those who are in the 4D will find their ego in it, and it will feed them, and they will feel very special, and they will be all over the internet, and they're going to have every answer there is out there, and they're going to tell you how easy it is and why, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all good stuff because everyone's needs are being met. However, there are those of us, and Sri and I are inviting you to join us there, that are in this fifth dimensional and above gateway that can love all the aspects of it and recognize that in the world of neutral energy, rather than taking the prophecy and doomsdaying it and creating that, look at all the things, let's use Nostradamus, right? Look at all the things that Nostradamus got right. That's also because it was perpetuated and kept alive. Nostradamus has been kept alive for one reason. It serves the plan of density to keep those prophecies alive, because everything that does happen is because the co-created illusion came around it and made it happen. So what if your role, what if what you're activating right now is a whole new level of consciousness? What if you're being given 7 days of creation right now to activate that level of consciousness and recognize that those prophecies were there for those of us that can see them from the other side, to send the energy of balance so that everything is in balance, right? There's always the balance. And we, many beings on the spiritual journey right now, are very much stuck in spiritual activism. And it's going to get bigger. And they have great words. But in this moment, you'll know who's stuck and you know who won't be by the actions they take and the way they rise. Because we're all rising. Everybody's up-leveling.
Everybody and everything is being given energy for its chosen expression.
Exactly.
And so our words and energy are intended to remind you to look deeper, to keep your truth detector, your heart open. One of the things, there's so many corollaries to this, and one of the things I wanted to just share is, years ago, I found myself thirsty for knowledge and overwhelmed by the number of books in print. Mm. You know, you go into the bookstore and there's the metaphysical section or other sections, whatever you're
used to be. I used to love that.
You know,
right? You go in
and there
like,
are all these books, you go, and your mind gets going, oh yeah, tarot, right? I
want
to see
I want
or,
that
or
one.
The prophecies or how do astral travel.
Right, and, right, and, right.
And
early days.
You know, and publications, you know, like the Sedona Journal of Enlightenment that has...
Which we're still in.
Has filled with channeled articles.
Yeah.
And I somehow was guided to get clear, to take a book or a magazine and hold it to my heart and to ask a couple of different questions. One question is, what is the percentage of truth in this publication? Now, when I have to define truth, the truth means authentic spiritual communication and wisdom.
To your vibrational level. Yeah. Everybody's answer to that question will be different. And that's the recognition of true energy.
And so I began to realize that most of these writings only had a very small percentage of truth. And when I found something that was more than 50%, I paid attention, because most of them are 70% filler with threads of truth. And that began a journey of discernment for me. Now, the reason I share that with you is I recommend that you use the kinesthesiology of your own heart to help you make selections of what vitamins to buy, what books to read, what to pay attention to, because either it is an uplifting energy for you, where you're at is going to take you to the next. You know, we're climbing the temple steps. Let's go one step up. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
That, you know, either that publication, that sharing, that will lift you up a step, or it's not. And I won't say what the alternatives are, but let's just say it's not going to lift you up. That's reason enough to walk away, in my opinion. And so this information and the predictions and such from Sylvia Brown that were written quite a few years ago, I just want to say, be mindful of how you are responding, because this is one example of many mixed messages that are out there.
And here's why it's important for you to pay attention. I want to put up a graphic right now, because this is what Sri and I were talking about yesterday. You are not a victim. And you do understand that by putting out this type of information, by addicting you to the adrenaline of who said this and who said this, and oh my God, let me go watch 5 million YouTubes. How do you really feel at the end? Were you junk eating while you were watching? How do your eyes feel? How does your body feel? How does your energy field feel, right? You know, last night, Sri and I pulled out the backgammon set and had a great time. And so what are you doing to say yes to you? And I want to show you here, this is the victim triangle. Sri and I have been teaching this, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this. But here's what we wanted you to understand after yesterday's show. The world of the third dimension spins as the victim, abuser, rescuer. It's a ever refining spiral. You change roles constantly, but at the end of the day, this is why dogmatic traditions exist that need a savior, because you are a victim. Thereby, you're looking for your abuser and your rescuer, and you honestly have all three roles inside of you. However, we are at the moment where humanity, now Sri and I have been teaching this for over 18 years, we are at the moment where humanity must gaze and decide, do I live in the third dimension victim, abuser, rescuer triangle, or am I willing to dance and celebrate that everything is changing? And in that moment, the victim transforms into the teacher, not just the teacher, the master teacher, because a master teacher knows what it's like to learn the lessons. And the abuser becomes the mentor, because the mentor understands what it's like. And the healer is the transcended rescuer, because a rescuer is not healed. This is why it's healer, heal thyself. A true healer is the transcendent one. And so are we ready to live in the ascended process of teacher, mentor, healer, seeing only the highest for each other? Or do we continue living in the victim cycle? And if you want to know more about this, this is exquisitely detailed in the article we just published at SriandKira.com.
It's important. This is where your mind can really be your servant, because gather these distinctions and discernments and put them into the filters up here, we begin to notice to what extent they are playing out in our lives. But when we're unconscious that we're in the pinball machine of the victim story, then we just get bounced around until we're bounced enough to awaken to the pattern. And awakening to the pattern, then you have a point of conversation, just as we're talking. You know, for years as a psychotherapist, I was working with helping people become less entrapped by their victim and becoming more empowered to negotiate their way out of that. However, the level of consciousness I was at then was representative of the level of consciousness of my teachers and those I identified with as a therapist. And that is that we must cultivate healthy egos, an ego that can negotiate or cope with the agreed consensus reality. Yeah. That's the definition of health. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, because
it's a step along the way.
That is an evolutionary
Absolutely.
Step.
Absolutely. It's a big one.
And then when the yearning for reunion, the yearning for the divine, the yearning for a higher level of truth, a deeper cosmic consciousness, when that yearning is fueled, we begin to realize that this too is an illusion. There is a greater reality. And I know each of you listening has touched that in yourselves and is working with that truth. And this is why the path of self-ascension is as unique as you are. Dogma is meant to create a norm. Self-ascension is meant to help you normalize to your highest expression.
You know, breathe that in, because the gift of all of this is that the one unified agreement that everyone can look at is that in the end, it's about coming to your heart.
Yeah.
That's just the beginning. What it's saying is that when we come to our heart, and then it's about igniting the heart as our ascended presence, as the gateway to our divine galactic blueprint, this is the definition of the oneness with unlimited voices. The essence of whatever tradition brought you to your heart is the heart your voice is carrying into the oneness. And that's the beauty of it. That's why all traditions are valid. All pathways are divine, because they bring us to the heart. And when the heart ascends, for example, I would say that in the end, are we all not universal? And in my universalness, in that oneness, I'm carrying in my experience of a Hindu heart. And another is carrying in their experience of a Christian heart, or their experience of a Jewish heart, or of an agnostic heart, of whatever heart, an Arabic heart, whatever heart anchored you. That is the heart. That is your, that's the rainbow. And when we can see and accept all of our hearts, imagine that rainbow. It's the oneness experience that always holds open that heart energy. And that's why our first, second, and third chakras of this world are under attack. Because it's saying, come right back down into your first chakra and be afraid. Come right back into down to your second chakra and don't remember how to create. We will tell you how to create, when to create, and what to believe. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to take away your power and give you back that which makes you feel safe, thereby feeding that lower cycle. Thereby, your ascended heart is being starved. So just breathe into that experience. And I want to share, Sri, before we go to the phone lines, that two things Sri and I have done, because we have spent every day, every morning now, we take an hour and discuss what can we do collectively for this community, how can we do more? And one of the things that we've done is we have very clearly seen the guidance that the gathering of the lineage holders must continue, and it needs to be a perfect balance experience. This is going to start again this Thursday. We need to do five more timeline adjustments during this two-month period. These five times we're going to meet have been selected through exactly what we were shown over the up-level calendar and the energies that are coming forward right now. Please consider joining us. Please consider joining us. We also posted the new article today.
Yes.
Please, that's free. Go watch it. You've also put up the four knowns at the app, and that's free too. So how do they access that?
Just join the app if you haven't. It's free. And Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, you find it at the App Store or Google Play. And in the Meditation Library, we're going to continue to add fresh postings there every month. The intention is to give you a connection to ascended energy to help cultivate your own discernment filters right. for you to make informed, educated, heart-centered choices.
Yeah.
The one thing that has frustrated some folks in our community in the past is we don't define anything for you. We let you find your way. We support your
empowerment.
And that
can be frustrating. And so we will hold your hand while you're frustrated. We will offer you the guidance to get you through. And here's what you really need to hold into your heart. When you are able to navigate, and that's what Sri and I are, we're navigators. We will show you how to navigate. When you are standing as the captain of your own ship, your own vessel, then the truth is so rich inside of you, no one will ever take it away again. But when someone else tells you what to think, when someone else tells you what to feel, when someone else tells you what the absolute definition is of one specific thing, then you're saying yes to that rigidity, and that's okay. That's part of your journey. That might be what takes you to where you need to go. Just know that Sri and I are here to assist your mastery so that you can be the mastery for others. We are each modeling our ascended presence. That is the yoga of self-ascension, to bring you to that moment whereby others are able to find that moment as well.
And one of the recognitions that Kira and I have is that the level of mastery to which we are speaking and modeling is uncommon in our collective.
And we get it. And that's cool. And, you're the pioneers. That's cool. We're
and
ready.
This is part and parcel with being a conscious lineage holder. The lineage holders on our planet are often lonely folks, are often have never quite fit in.
You're the one. The reason you're called a lineage holder is because you're the one in your family that when you awake, and there's one in every family, and if you go take right on our home study right now, go find the lineage holders course, go find the core gathering course, or better yet, join us for these coming sessions and get them both for free. A lineage holder is the one in their family who, when you say yes, when you don't stop, no matter what, when you keep going, not only do you really break free to the other side and it all manifests, you simultaneously are standing at the top of the pyramid, at the top of the mountain, and it's like your staff of light ignites and it frees all those who went before you and all those who would go in the future in all parallels. You are literally a starburst. And if you are that power filled, can you imagine the energy that's been trying to stop you? Can you imagine the journey Sri and I have taken? You do realize that we both had attempts on our lives in 2019. The fact that we're here talking right now is because of you. You kept us alive, and we're very clear on that, and that's the only reason we're here, and that's why we're doing this 24/7.
This is a shared service.
Absolutely.
And so we wanted to underscore that a bit, because do not dismiss your importance. The other thing that is important just to recognize is that there is a offsetting effect. When one person awakens, Zadkiel had often said, as you awaken, 100,000 others are carried forward.
Breathe that in.
100,000 others, every step of the way. Mm-hmm. And that the energy of the awakening, which is a progressive thing, these are not fixed points. There is a progressive energy at work. But as we lift into those awakened states, not only are we experiencing the joy of a more direct connection and beingness that is authentically connected or part of the one, an expression of the one, there's great joy and peace in climbing the temple steps. We have, in fact, a consciousness that we are serving the collective.
Yeah.
Through our steps.
Yes.
And that making yourself more visible, not in the sense of having to write a book and publish it, but in the sense of your energy doesn't have a cover over it. To allow your radiance to shine is a gift to all.
Yes.
And you are important. Trust your heart, trust your guidance, and let's just keep going.
And guys, I want you to take in a breath, because one of the other services Sri and I are going to do is in about 4 minutes here, we're going to be having the leavebbsradio.com, but we are going to stay broadcasting everywhere else, and we're going to get to the phone lines, because we know that we've been sharing a lot of material with you today. However, that's how serious it is for us to share this material with you. You know, lest us not forget, guys, and I'm going to put up this graphic again, that you are at the moment of a new era. You are literally here by choice. Remember, you stood in line to be on this planet. And remember, it's just love them. Because when people are afraid, they will give away their power. And when they are terrified, they will give away their soul. And so let's stay in this multidimensional presence and love them. Because the more that you love yourself right now, the easier it is to break free of that reflection of the density, to break free of that unconscious expectancy that's saying, well, if I can't go to work every day from 8 to 5, then my life is weird. And how is that going to be? To joyfully skipping into it and going, wow, I'm sitting in the most amazing art experience ever, wherever you want to be, in your most beautiful studio, in your most beautiful natural setting. You've got all your supplies in front of you. Have fun. Create. What do you want to do? You know, that's the gift. Look at your experience in a new way. The universe, you are loved so much that not only do we have this two-year up-level happening, which is why the lineage holders are activating and rising, because all these bursting stars need support, right? So not only do we have that, but we also have the universe loving us so much that they said, okay, we will always point you in the direction of where you need to be, what you need to hear, and what you already agreed to before you incarnated onto this planet, so that at this moment, you would be available to serve. You mm-hmm. would be available to move forward. And that's why Sri and I are offering the Lineage Holder 5-week full journey program we're doing it for cost. It is on sale right now. It is $55. And if you can afford it, thank you. And if you can afford another $27, you will scholarship. We will meet you halfway and we will bonus another scholarship.
We are offering a scholarship. We're doubling. Anybody that donates, we double it.
We're matching it.
And so right now, there's a lot of folks that will enjoy the benefit of this connection without having any significant financial impact.
And this is going to take you through. This is true support through May.
And so it's our honor and it's our heartfelt desire to offer this support, to be together live in a mentoring environment, practicing the timeline adaptations and moving forward so that together we are emanating this positive wave that nourishes.
And in addition to those five classes, we have also, in perfect balance, given you exactly the same amount in free material that you can download today and start working with. Give yourself real support. Go to sriankira.com and jump in. We're going to be together this Thursday night. We need to do another jump right away, especially with this micro illuminated new moon. And make a note right now, this Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific time, right here at bbs.com, right at onenesstalkradio.com, over at YouTube, official Sri and Kira. We will be taking this illuminated micro new moon journey together live. Be there. It's a very powerful journey, and that's what came in right before today's radio show, so I know you're feeling it. We're already in it.
And I look at the time. We're going to keep going.
We're going to keep going and take calls.
You know, I just got a text from BBS Radio. They're going to extend our audio past the top of the hour.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, BBS. This, too, is one of those
See, together we are better.
Micro miracles keep on happening.
I'm telling you guys, that is really kind. Thank you, Dawn, our producer. We love you so much. Thank you. So, Sri, let's jump to the phone lines. Remember, we're open for your questions, your calls, and we've had so many people waiting so long. Sri, let's just go right to the top of the call board where we have an unknown wireless caller who's been holding there for 73 minutes. So you've got to come on first. Namaste, beautiful one.
Oh, my goodness. It's Pauline from New York. Hi, guys.
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome.
Oh, you had me crying. It's like, it's exactly what I needed to hear. Really. I'm going to be selfish this time because the last time I asked for the whole group, and I know it's still for the group as well, I wanted a mini soul ring because I want to see if I'm, you know, on track. I believe I am. I just want to hear something, I don't know, from somebody or something. My own spirit or whatever.
Oh, well, sweetheart, first of all, I want you to really just relax, and I'm getting a lot of energy in your high heart. As I'm connecting with you right now, it's almost like it's stopping my breath. Very high heart. So I have my hand on my high heart right now. And I'm also guided to take my other hand, and it doesn't matter which is which, and put it on my throat. And as I'm doing that, if it's safe for you to close your eyes, I'd like you to do so. And of course, anyone who is also wanting to connect with this energy, you're welcome to do this. Pauline, what they're saying is that you are in the middle of a massive vibrational realignment, that deep within your heart, you have cried for this. You have asked for this. You have wondered. They're showing me you, and you've been like Jesus in the desert, and you're wearing this tattered cape, but you've got this staff, and no matter what, you have not let go of it. It's this crystalline, pure light. And it's like it's guiding you right now. You're tired and your shoulders were slumped and your feet were hurting. And it's the staff itself that you're connected to. And I'm watching this energy radiate through your left arm. I'm watching you stand up. I'm watching you from the feet up being wrapped in this beautiful illuminated gown and gold and birds and instead of the desert, before you is this lush oasis, and they're saying, celebrate that you have stayed the course, for what you have dreamed of is already unfolding. This is just the beginning. And so it is.
Thank you for the whole community, because I know that this is the reason why I'm here. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We love
Thank you,
dear.
Honey. And everybody taking a really deep breath. I'm feeling not a gut punch in my third, but I'm feeling some interesting energy. So, hey, if you're, so if you're feeling your third chakra right now, and I'm feeling it for a lot of you, like somebody just tried to attack you, or like your third chakra is like, oh my God, what if I really say yes? Because we were just offered a divine cosmic portal of opening. Pauline, I bow before your cosmic power. We were all just offered a cosmic power opening. I can barely breathe, but I'm feeling the third chakra, guys. I'm feeling it. Wow.
So as we breathe deeply through our own heart center, we're expanding the stability of our heart, and then through the heart down into the abdomen, relaxing the third. So let's take that big breath in. So
let's do that again.
And the next breath, extend the belly.
Yeah.
So
one more time.
Continue. Big breath in. So I am peace. So
you might feel very dizzy right now, guys, and I'm feeling very called to share that the opening that we just had has left me kind of right here in between conscious connections. And so I just need to share that we are all being prepared for the attunement that indeed is going to rapidly escalate Tuesday night. And so if you can really join us live Tuesday, please do at 5 p.m. I'm being actually told to say that. But as I'm sharing this with you, what I'm seeing right now are waves of energy. And I'm seeing this illuminated, remember, it's a micro illuminated new moon. And I'm seeing that it's like the 7 days is the depth of the dimensional connections you can secure, which means they're saying that this is 7 dimensions deep, what's coming up. And so where you start is where you are. Some of you will go 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, right? Some of us will go 5 or 7 or starting at 9. So this is a 7-dimension experience coming in, and yeah. And this is new. We have not received this information before. Yeah. So this is all of us right now creating this. And again, guys, the time is right now. I can't stress that enough.
You know, one of the things that has impacted me is the recognition that we are in it. Just put quotes around in it.
Oh, yeah.
I in my lifetime, I've had the pleasure and the confusion to witness the harmonic convergence in 1987. I wasn't too awake at that time, didn't really understand what was going on. And we moved into Y2K, we moved into the Mayan calendar. And then began the
Kira phase.
And then the ascension escalator. And what's happening right here and now is more profound, more revelatory, more of an ascension gateway than all that's gone before.
Yes.
This is our time. And so be here now.
Yeah. And so speaking of being here now, before I'm incapable of being here now, we promised to speak to a few more of you. So Sheree, I see Cleveland, Ohio has been on there for 64 minutes.
All right.
Hey, Cleveland, Ohio. Namaste. Welcome. I think this is Monica.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi. Welcome.
Hi. I'm rejoicing being able to say I love you to both of you and everyone.
Oh, thank you. We are all receiving and feeling the blessing of that and return it to you, my angel.
Oh, well, thank you. You're and Tulsa Blue Mountain looks beautiful. So what a blessing for all of us to connect with you. And I agree. It's the perfect home for you.
Thank you. For all of us. We're just custodians so that it can be for all of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kira, may I have a mini soul reading, please?
Yes, you may. Thanks for asking. And you know what's so precious is that I see you dancing. It's so cute. You're like a little ballerina with a little pink tutu on, and you're literally up and you're dancing. And as you're dancing, there's like these little trails of fairy dust coming out of your feet. And they're saying that the creation that you are weaving right now is filled with the joy of the creation. Now call that creation into form through the gift of your presence. And from there, they're saying the next level, next step will all reveal itself. But that it's about you're dancing these beautiful gifts of crystalline energy, but they need to meet with something. Right now, it's like looking up at sky writing. You need to reach up and decide which one of those you want to pull in. And the minute you do, it's like, boom. And so I'm just grateful to connect with that for all of us today, because when I gaze up and see the sky writing and what you've been weaving together, it's quite beautiful. So thank you for that gift.
That's beautiful. As you said that, I felt this totally beautiful pink, like feminine angelic form in the clouds. It was awesome.
Exactly. Thank you. Now receive that. Now receive it. And thank you for sharing it with all of us, my love. I even wore pink today. I must have known that was going to happen.
Oh, I saw. And yeah. Absolutely stunning.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. We love you, honey. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Love you.
All right, sweetheart. You. All right. We can probably take one or two more. Where are we going to go, Sri? We're going to Billings, Montana. Hey, Billings, Montana. Namaste and welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Beautifully. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, great. Wow, that was so powerful what you all shared. And so thank you, first of all. That's definitely the path I want to be on, is the ascended master, the healer, the mentor, the teacher. And I have just been feeling like I know what I want. I've seen it. I've seen my life, that new timeline, and me helping thousands and thousands of people with my gift. And I've also been feeling these, like my feet are in almost cement, really heavy mud, and the energy is trying to hold me back.
Yep.
And into, you know, I feel the battle happening. Oh. And even with my body, and it's doing things that is not, they can't explain why. I'm 56, almost 57, and I've been having periods for the last couple of years, and they, after going through supposed menopause, and they don't know why. They can't explain why. And just weird things like that. And I don't know if maybe Sri can give me some insight. Kira, I feel like it's some sort of energetic thing, because they can't find any medical reason why my body's producing hormones still.
Well,
how I'm going through this.
Yeah, so breathe, because I see it all from that level. However, I am going to ask Sri to respond first, because what Sri has to share with you actually ties into what they're already sharing with me. So I think, Sri, you should share first. And thank you for sharing, because I know whether or not they're going through your exact symptoms, many, many, many of us have gone through a similar experience where, why is my body acting this way? And why do they tell me they have no idea?
Well, first off, congratulations that they have no idea.
Exactly.
That alone is confirmation that you are responding to a higher directive, mm-hmm. that we're not living in the cause and effect of the physical world.
Right.
So just smile at that. And then also smile that you're busting a paradigm, you know? You say, what, at my age? Oh, you know, and all that.
Hey, rock on, girlfriend.
Now, the thing for all of us to remember is that the physical body is expressing, you could call it a symbology of a higher blueprint, and that the second chakra is the chakra of creation and elimination, and the cycles of creation and elimination are beautiful. It's a beautiful metaphor when we look at the entire reproductive system. Because what it's really saying is that you are available to birth a vision. And you already claimed a bit of that when you began sharing.
Exactly.
You're available to birth a vision.
Yeah.
And that vision in the physical is symbolized by the uterus and holding the new life and nurturing that new life and allowing it to take form and to be shared with the world after an appropriate period of incubation and nourishment. And so just take the essence of that symbology and say, oh my goodness, my body is responding to my sacred energy saying, I'm here to birth something. And its body's going, we know how.
And and you're cycling.
Yeah.
Your body is literally saying, okay, if you're not ready, I'll give you a clean slate. Do you realize what a miracle this is?
This is a miracle.
You're being given, and this is why I wanted Sherita to share first. You're in the middle of a constant miracle. Your body, remember, what are we in the moment of right now? This is the moment. 2020, year of perfect balance. Are we ready to claim sacred union? Are we ready to say, all right, body, I'm going to stop fighting you. I'm going to stop figuring this out. I'm going to stop seeing this as strange or unusual. You do what you need to do because the rest of me has this. And that's when those shoes that feel like cement are going to feel like living Ankh practice. That's all I can say. That's ready to be transformed. You are weighted down. There is a deep fear inside of you of saying yes to who you really are. And so right now, the way I see you is it's like you're on a stretcher and that hurts. You're being pulled up in one way and your eyes are there, but your physical body knows that you're not trusting enough to do it. And so your physical body is saying, no, no, no. Well, of course, it's your core that's responding. You don't have balance yet. And so only you can say, you know what, enough. Direct the power that you have to melt the self-imposed chains that you have on your growth. Because the minute you stay anchored in your growth without putting limitations, that energy will start melting what is happening. The creation births. And what Sri helped me do when I had to have a hysterectomy was we transformed what had been my uterus of this world into a crystalline universe, or excuse me, a crystalline uterus. And so start sending the energy of crystalline light around your uterus and around and create from your crystalline capacities, and the transformation will support an even greater union of the one, which will birth that which you already know is birthing now. So thank you, because there's a lot of us, a lot of people are touching. This is a third chakra moment. So of course the first and second are involved. So thank you for bringing that to all of us today. We are very grateful.
Oh, I am so grateful for both of your...
Thank you,
sweetheart.
I feel so blessed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Many blessings, dear.
Namaste. And Sri, I need to share that I can't breathe. So we're gonna need to bring it to a close, and I apologize. But look, please be with us Tuesday night. Be with us for that. We are going to do an attunement through this illuminated micro new moon together on Soul Mirrors this Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, OnenessTalkRadio.com, YouTube, Sri Official, Sri and Kira. Be there because we are in that moment. What are you creating this week? And if you have our app, get ready for the updates. They'll be there tonight. A little more to share.
Yeah. So as we come to a close for today, I invite each and every one of you, if it's safe to do so, bring a hand to your heart. Breathe into those hands right now through the center of your heart. And feel the truth. I am love. I am light. And say hello to your body. Thank you, body, for carrying me. And as we close together in this form, with each breath, may you know the truth that all is truly well. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.